Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Is this a little awkward?
Garm.
You birdie, all right?
Garm.
You all right, Bert? Albert.
Garmbo? I'm Garmbo.
What was that, Al?
I'm sorry. That was a lot. That took a lot out of me to all brains and pods. I'm Garmbo.
Sometimes this happens a couple of hours after you've been, the pod space, where your brain's kind of, I still hate you.
Oh, that part's still there.
It's still there.
Okay.
But it's like you're a little squishy.
Oh.
I don't feel squishy.
Well, that's probably because your brain has never been that great to begin with, Robert.
The more you do it, the more it can affect your brain. There's always a garbo, a risk of some, cross-contamination between, electricity and your brain.
The thing is, though, you just steer into it. You start to have a good time.
Is everyone feeling this way on the team here?
You guys not? You're not?
No, I'm.
I feel okay, I think.
I feel a little awkward because of, what I saw and maybe what you all saw. And
right.
Side note, where are the Bardi lights?
Bardies? I'm just wondering if maybe we should have gone into a little bit more detail about the potential repercussions of entering those pods.
I'm sure they'll be fine. I mean, we did a good job.
No, I know they'll be fine. Like their bodies will remain intact, but there's the whole speech thing.
And then there's that very high probability that only one of them will speak only in lies for the next 2 to 3 hours.
I doubt that will have major repercussions. I think you worry too much, Bardi number one.
Yeah, so I think that if we just head in one direction, eventually we'll find something, whether it's Beatrice, Beatrix, or the ocean.
No, I hear you, and we don't necessarily know where we need to go. I gotta tell you, that big question mark on the radar...
Well, obviously we want to go there first, but after that, I think we can just keep on going.
Okay. All right.
And then why don't we just hit all the important, relevant marks on the map all at once? Find a way to do that faster. Maybe if we could travel faster between each of the places.
Okay. So you're thinking we need like a device? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. If we had some device that would make the terrain easier to travel on, that would be helpful.
Oh. Okay. Okay. So like a car. But, tripped out with a bunch of cool features.
Yes!
Okay.
Exactly like that!
Okay. Cool feature number one.
Mm-hmm.
Spitballing.
Big doors.
Okay, yeah, okay, fine. Cool feature number two, margarita fountain.
Yeah, oh, little wheels and a margarita fountain.
Sure, okay, that could be one feature, I guess.
Oh, and in the front, a giant drill.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
In case we come across any giant screws.
Yeah. This is perfect.
Touching the pots.
Bob.
Yeah.
Old spaghetti! That's the best time to eat spaghetti!
I know that you may have saw a lot of things about my life.
No, I didn't see anything.
You didn't?
No, just, I closed my eyes.
So I'm still captain to you?
Yeah, you'll always be my captain.
She's my captain to everybody, you know what I mean? Guys, you gotta try the spaghetti.
Okay, thank you.
It's like, I don't even know how old. How long were we in there?
And, you know, the stuff you saw of mine, Captain, it was just... You know, that was just like fantasies.
I actually think that I was daydreaming during that, so I don't think I saw anything either.
Oh, there's something about a penis. Do you think these meatballs are still good?
No,
yes, they're 100%
good. Don't eat those.
I don't trust you. I like this guy. I'm gonna take a risk.
Do it.
They're bad.
You'll always be a good guy to me, Bob.
Oh, that's nice. He shot a lot of people, Captain?
Sometimes I want to be in charge, but. I feel like with you, I found the mentor I've always been looking for.
Do you mean it?
Yeah.
Wow, that means a lot.
This moment's so nice. I hate it if someone ruined it.
Yeah, that would suck, wouldn't it?
Oh, this is so funny. Not a captain.
Does anybody...
Not a good person. Look at you guys having a conversation.
Does anybody
like
feel like a bit of a breeze?
Hmm?
Like fresh air?
Yeah, where's that coming from?
There's definitely a lot more oxygen in here than there was before.
Are you sure someone didn't just, you know.
What?
Did you fart?
Oh, God. Like 6 times.
For such a quick build.
Yeah, I mean, drilling through the hull of the base wasn't my plan.
Mine neither.
But it is where the question marks are. I feel like we made good work today. I feel like we should maybe acknowledge the 3 Bardies that have been waving at us from atop that hill for the past few hours.
Hey, guys!
Oh, hi there. Sorry, we didn't want to interrupt.
Yeah, no, it seemed like you had something really big going on. It's
very impressive. Did you fill out a form to be able to do that?
Have you just been politely waiting there to say that for hours?
Well, I don't know that it was our place to interrupt,
you're
right?
You're the original. You're like our father, or our god, or like our long-lost... older brother who can teach us new tricks.
I mean, you probably had a scheduled car margarita fountain
drill
building hour. And, you know, I wouldn't want to get in the way of that.
Me neither.
No, that wouldn't be something I would do.
Hey, Barty, are you on the comms?
Robert?
Yeah, can you, like, whip up some kind of air filter thing? Beatrice just farted.
So hard!
Yeah, no, Bob, I don't have time for fart filters.
Well, normally you do.
Well, I just want to help out.
Yes, or me.
Barty, if you can't handle this fart filter thing, or, sorry, I didn't mean to imply you couldn't handle it.
Don't say that.
No, just,
if you need someone to take some of the burden off of you, I mean, you seem really busy, I could whip up a fart filter.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I got through to him. It was like skipping or something.
Oh, that's weird. Maybe the transmitter's broken.
No, you guys are just dumb.
Okay, what we don't need is the commentary from you right now, okay?
Well, actually, I think it's important that she be able to speak her mind.
What?
I agree. It's important that we all have autonomy over our minds and bodies. So I think we should let Beatrix speak her mind and continue to roll around on the floor in spaghetti.
I'm not Beatrix, though. We've talked about this. She's somewhere else.
Maybe now is a time for you to share that with us.
She's where she's supposed to be.
That's not ominously stated.
She's just, she's just napping.
Are you falling asleep?
No, it's just spaghetti is surprisingly comfortable.
You're totally falling asleep right now.
I am.
Tell us where she is.
She's with me.
That's not remotely true. But this...
I don't know.
Oh,
Captain.
Gosh, she fell asleep.
She fell asleep. Look.
Maybe it's better if she's just asleep, honestly.
I think something's different about us.
I don't know what you're talking about. I feel like I'm flipping over in the ambush kit.
Yeah. Clearly you're not affected, but I don't know. I just feel a little off.
Kairshkin, everybody, how many Kairshkin?
Why don't we, what if we leave the room while she's asleep?
Shavin Kavin and me take him.
Okay, I'm just going to assume that you're nodding and smiling and not saying that's going to get us killed in a sarcastic kind of way.
Can we shit make him anyway?
All right, let's go.
Sure.
Wait, no, stop. Well, I tried.
Up a little. There it is. Whew. Okay.
That fart filter's actually pretty impressive.
Yes, it makes the car smell so nice. Like a tree. A tree made entirely fine.
Yeah, no, exactly. And actually, on that subject, the modifications that the third party made to the rover...
I need a Robertson.
...are actually really good as well. And this actually brings me to a point that I want to discuss. I'm going to have trouble keeping these guys straight unless I sort of go through some of their unique characteristics.
Oh, okay, okay. We're keeping all three?
I think we're going to be... I mean, they seem like nice guys.
No, they definitely seem nice. I just think...
Except for number two.
We just...
Maybe if we put it on top. I don't think that'll be up to code.
Classically, having more than one person be the same person has been a problem for our group.
I get it.
It's caused a lot of tension.
These guys sort of seem to see me as their messiah.
Yes.
So I feel like if I just assign some characteristics to them, they might kind of go along with it.
Oh, okay. As long as you can keep them in control and they're not going to, I don't know, turn on us, rise up, or become evil.
We wouldn't do that. We are yours to mold. I've had evil aspirations.
Wait.
Oh, well, there's a personality trait for number three.
Okay, yeah, so let's start writing these down.
Okay.
Okay, so number one and number two, very good at engineering. Mm-hmm, they were fart filter and modifications to the car, respectively.
Engineering, ingenuity.
Right. Number three...
Weird look in his eyes.
Yes, that's right. And failed to make a spatula. So we don't give him the engineering missions.
No. We give him the dirty job.
I get things done that nobody else can.
Barty, this Barty scares me. I'll be honest. I've never felt intimidated by Bartholomew before or Barty. And this guy? His energy's off.
Well, I mean, spitball then. Let's mold him. He is ours to create.
Interesting.
I'm not here to intimidate, but I don't mind if I do.
Oh, now it's kind of growing on me.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Psst, Captain.
Hmm?
Look, right there in the hall, that's where the guns were on the table. They're still there.
Yeah?
And it looks like it's the passageway is clear and that door is open. There's light.
Kasava.
What?
Kevin Heversman. I feel like the brain frog is starting to have a fidget of me.
I'm understanding most of what you're saying. Do you want to go and get the gun, or do you want to go and sneak down the hall to the door and see if it's safe.
Ooh, those are two really good options, but I think I'll go with Yeshek Haimaniko Shobadinga.
Okay.
We'll go on three?
Yeah, okay.
Shab, Goop, Flow.
Okay, so now that we've got them sorted, we've got Engineer.
Right.
Ingenuity.
And just to be clear, so Ingenuity, like, comes up with stuff a little bit more and Engineer realizes it?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
A planner and a realizer.
Okay,
exactly.
Cool.
And then a third one who we have in our back pocket in case we want him to be evil. Well, I think we're ready to go.
Yeah, I think we've established most of what we need to. Okay, fellas, if you're ready, maybe we should assign roles?
Yeah. Okay. I'll be first mate.
Oh. Alberta, you were always going to be first mate.
I don't know, there's three new Bardies in the mix, and they like you a lot, so I would understand if you bumped me.
No, Alberta, you're my guy!
Oh, man, don't let them hear that, we don't want them rising up.
No, we understand, you haven't known us very long, we understand.
I don't know that I appreciate that.
Ooh, chills down my spine.
Here's what we do. We have the car,
mm-hmm.
It's sort of ready to go.
Vroom, vroom.
Jill. Margarita fountain. What else do you need?
Yeah, nothing.
So I say we have Renegade Barty. We're going to switch that Barty number three. We're going to call him RB.
RB, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We send Renegade Barty in the drill car to follow up on the question mark lead.
Perfect, because then he's the most expendable one.
I wasn't going to say that.
Don't worry. That's why I'm your first mate.
But yeah, no, sure.
Say what?
It's fine. It's fine. RB, you know I love you.
RB, what we have to do is we're going to strap you to the front of the drill. We're going to put a cement brick on the gas of the car, and we're going to tunnel straight down towards that question mark.
I could just drive.
But we need visual confirmation of what's happening, and the front of the drill is the best view.
Isn't there already a camera built into the front of the drill?
Yes, but... we can only rely on first-person anecdotal evidence.
I mean, Al, if you think that's the best plan, I don't wanna...
It's the only way I see this working is if we strap him to the drill and we tunnel straight towards it and we follow behind.
Okay, all right. RB, maybe we go with the strapping of the drill plan... and then if you happen to lose us, you can sort of just do your thing, you know? You don't need to stay.
Drill, drill, drill,
okay,
drill, drill, drill.
Yeah, no, I'll get the bungee cords.
Okay, I guess she's... I'll just...
Hello, Robert.
Well, it's nice to know you're back.
I've been in and out of those pods. Living the best moments of my life, obviously. For so long, I know exactly how to handle my pod fog.
Yeah, well, Captain should be at the door now.
How are they doing?
I don't know, I can't see.
Oh, so good though, right? Their language totally intact.
What's the game now, Beatrice? What do you want?
I mean, if it really comes down to it, I just want revenge. And I want you just apologize.
I'm sorry.
No, come on. Really? You think that's going to do it?
I'm sorry.
You were such a bad boss. Just terrible.
Yeah.
You shot Alberta.
Yeah. I admit it. I'm a bad boss.
Yeah.
I knew what was going on, and I made the wrong decisions.
Yeah.
And I don't know what else to say, Beatrice.
Oh. That's okay. I forgive you.
I don't think I want your forgiveness.
Well, it's because I wasn't actually forgiving you. You thought it was going to be that easy? Oh, sweet, sweet Robert.
Well, if you're going to do it, if you're going to kill me, then you should probably know something.
Okay.
Hey, Beatrice?
Yes?
I don't know how to say this. We're under attack.
Huh?
I think we're under attack.
By whom?
Unknown. Large object coming in hot.
I do feel something vibrating. Is the ground vibrating?
Moving towards us.
Oh my god, are they they back? Is it the Miscreants? Are they back?
That's the only thing I can think of.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Beatrice, pull it together. Like, no. I know we don't see long, but...
Oh, God.
You can do this. Just... Come on.
I can't handle it if they're back. We
You can. You did this before. You can do it now. Okay?
Okay.
How do we seal off the base?
Bert! Berta!
What's the most secure area of the base we can lock down, Berta?
Probably...
From all external source. Air, everything.
The food storage?
Okay, do you know how to get there?
There's only one entrance that I know about. There's no exits.
That doesn't really make sense if there's one entrance and no exit.
It's an indoor!
It's an indoor.
Can't go out the door.
Fine.
It swings one way. You don't have a lot of time.
How long can two people last in there?
Two people? 2 days.
How about plow?
Look at him spin.
His life force reading. What do they call that again?
Heartbeat?
Yes, that's it. Went out a long time ago, Al. I'm not sure I feel right about having done this. I
guess I have to learn sometime.
No, listen, I okayed it. I feel like maybe because there were three of them and they were clones, we didn't attribute what we normally would to a sentient fellow human being in terms of rights and
sort of autonomy.
Exactly. Like he had his own life, his own desires.
And I threw him into the drill like a paper doll. And it threw him out and spun him around and threw him out again.
Listen, Barty 1, Barty 2, we're not going to have that happen again.
We just need someone to get on the drill and ride it that last couple of feet down!
They could drive!
Alright, if this is the Mist Creatures and they're back, then...
We need to seal this room down.
It's right. We do. Good luck!
Wow!
She gotcha.
I gotta respect it, though. She did get me.
I feel like I can start to say things that are true again.
Yeah, my speech is coming back, I think.
Captain, there's something I haven't told that I was about to tell Beatrice.
What's that?
It's that she's actually the commanding officer.
Oh, plow.
Barty, I hate to be a bother.
Oh, yeah, no, don't bother him.
Well, no, it's just, I'm wondering, should we have maybe, like, spoken to the others on the comm, let them know, drill in the base?
Oh.
Get him on the drill.
Hello?
Civilized, starring Tyra Banda, Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
Go on three?
Yeah, okay.
Shem, Coop, Flow.
What?
Shem, Coop,
Flow. That was awesome.
I think you might need to take it again.
No, it was awesome.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is routine update log number 6 for Dr. Edison Tucker concerning my research into the town of Jerusalem, Oregon, and the existence of the supernatural, paranormal, mythological, etc., etc., blah, blah, blah. Anyway, since arriving, I've definitely encountered some stuff that could be classified under weird ass. I mean,
Where else does putting lamb's blood on people's doorways actually work as pest control? And nobody in town will talk to me about the picnic area near Lincoln's farm. Although, could be because everybody thinks I'm one of those monster hunting idiots. Which I'm not, okay? I am an experienced professional who takes my work extremely seriously, and I am going to prove this if it's the last thing I ever...
Oh, Dr. Tucker, what have I told you about keeping samples in the fridge?
Although, to be honest, I think the biggest mystery on my hands is how I'm going to survive living with Lucille Kensington, stuck-up extraordinaire. So, if you guys don't hear from me again, it wasn't something in the woods that got me. Probably. Where the Stars Fell. Available now wherever podcasts are found.